Thanks for tuning in to the Real Estate Today podcast. We're going to continue our four-part series on the sales agreement. Right now, we're going to focus on due diligence.
I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.
And I'm Marsha Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. We've been talking about the sales agreement. Once you're in a commitment with a buyer and a seller, both engaged in the single performance of a contract, you're pending sale. And that's when you really got to keep your focus to get that sale closed on both of your behalves.
Well, and look from the seller's standpoint. The seller doesn't just accept an offer and then stand back and hope that it rolls into closing. There are some activities that the seller needs to be involved with in order to make sure that they're keeping up their end of the bargain.
You've got the loan application. That process needs to be happening simultaneously with the due diligence. There's usually in offers a condition in which you get a closer look as a buyer and with your inspectors at your side to understand the condition of the property.
For instance, the inherent promises that exist as a seller that you've got the right to sell the property, that you own it, you've got the right to sell the property, and that you're going to convey marketable title. And those are the issues that as a seller, you're concerned with delivering. As a buyer, you're making the offer with a statement, I am a qualified buyer. I can perform as the contract states. I'm financially qualified and I've got the down payment, et cetera, et cetera. Now, if that's not true, that's a misrepresentation being made in the offer that could potentially invalidate the contract and allow you as a buyer to potentially even lose your earnest money as you walk away and lose the property.
As a buyer, you also have a sales agreement that states usually, typically, that this is an as-is sale, that you're going to procure the property in as-is condition. Now, you do have a right to understand what as-is is, and if it's a surprise based on what the findings are for the condition of the home, given the price you've offered, then you do have an opportunity to step away from that transaction or possibly negotiate those repairs.
And the negotiation of the repairs, it's a touchy situation because it may take, at this particular point, a certain period of time to get an appraisal. Once the appraisal has been ordered, to have the appraisal done and delivered, you order the inspection of the property. It may take a period of time to get on the inspector's schedule to have the inspection made and then have the report delivered, and then you review it. I mean, these are all timed events, and they don't all happen at once and in a timely manner.
We'll talk to you about how to get through the repair negotiations and the due diligence next program. I'm Marsha Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.